As Hollywood puts on its glamorous best, bombs may be falling on Ukraine. The Oscars executive producer says the awards show will respectfully acknowledge the uncomfortable juxtaposition.
People in Hollywood are very upset about it, and I'm expecting all kinds of expressions of support to occur throughout the evening.
But the night's overall mood will be light, the show's producers have promised, beginning with this year's three female comedian hosts.
Boom! We're already winning.
We're nailing it.
Give it to me.
Okay.
The most nominated film is Netflix's Power of the Dog, in contention for Best Picture and 11 other categories. It's facing an underdog challenge from Apple TV's Coda, which makes Oscars history with its almost all deaf cast. A Best Picture win for either film would mark the first time a streaming-only movie takes the honor.
The question hanging over it all is, will they watch? Last year's show drew 10.4 million viewers, the lowest audience on record and fewer than half that of the year before. The Academy is now making desperate efforts to help the Oscars reclaim their cultural relevance.
It's throw everything at the wall and see what sticks.
That includes the controversial decision to cut out 8 live award presentations in lesser-known categories like editing and hair and makeup.
In their place, the producers have introduced 2 new categories, which are powered by social media. They're collaborations with users on social media and fans of the Oscars, the fan-favorite Oscars moment.
Producers hope to make the Academy Awards more engaging. And in the Best Picture nomination of yet another non-English film, the Japanese Drive My Car, to make the awards appealing to a more global audience. Those challenges will be on full display as Hollywood tries to make a comeback on the Oscar stage. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.